This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Pain and Pendergast.
Easily the biggest trade the Texans have made. I don't say easily. The Will Anderson trade was a pretty big one. I was going to say the most compelling trade they've made since the Deshaun Watson trade. The Will Anderson trade was a big one too, but they trade Laremy Tunsil. This one flies in the face for a lot of people outside of Houston, flies in the face of conventional wisdom. They look at the Texans, and if you're just getting in your car and waking up, welcome in. Laremy Tunsil traded to the Commanders for a bunch of draft picks yesterday. Texans save about $14 million in cap space as well. For people outside of Houston, this is a confusing one because the Texans, their offensive line was not good last year. They had trouble protecting C.J. Stroud, and they just traded not only their best pass protector, but statistically, depending on how you look at it, one of the best pass protectors in all of football in Laremy Tunsil. We went through the litany of reasons why this trade made a whole lot of sense in the open, and we'll do it again throughout the show today. But here's one example of how this trade is being viewed outside of Houston. This is Dan Orlovsky yesterday afternoon after the trade went down on ESPN.
Fantastic move by Washington. I'm very confused by Houston right now with this.
It's weird.
Because the one thing that went poorly for them last year was their offensive line. Mm. They're trading away their best offensive lineman. So you're taking what was your weakness last year and making it weaker. And that's my concern. I love it for Washington. But if you're C.J. Stroud and you're going into year three and you got your butt kicked last year by pressure, I'm very confused by this move by Houston.
Okay, so let's pretend you're sitting on that panel, Seth, with Dan Orlovsky. What would your counterpoint be to him?
I would say, look, you've got one of the best pass protectors in the NFL at left tackle, and the issue was very much about other offensive linemen. That doesn't change with or without Laremy Tunsil. So there were massive changes and improvements that need to be made from a coaching standpoint, but also with personnel. There are plenty of really good offenses who don't have an offensive tackle as good as Laremy Tunsil. What they do is they've got more steadiness across the board, and hopefully with the Texans this year, they'll have a better offensive coordinator like many of those other good offenses. What you also do need, though, is to be able to run the football. And I think because the running game is such an afterthought in so many people's minds these days, I don't think they understand just how bad the Texans were at running the ball. Laremy Tunsil did nothing for you there. Even as he made improvements at run blocking, or at least caring about run blocking as the season went along, there's just zero whatsoever road grader element to him. There's a lot of times where I think even by the Pro Football Focus grades, they might look at it and grade it as a non-negative play, where he continually takes the easiest path. And if he can wheel on a guy or spin on a guy, that's what he's going to do. But he's not going to drive block somebody. He is a finesse football player. And D'Amico Ryans does not want a finesse football team. So he did not fit the mold of what D'Amico wants. And yet he's also one of the highest paid players on your football team. Strictly from a money standpoint, you don't want to be paying a boatload of money to guys that don't play the style of football that you want. So the offensive line, where it's five fingers in a glove, you need guys more than anything that are cohesive and intelligent and all on the same board. They need to be selfless players. I'll tell you, the two all-pro tackles last year from Tristan Wirfs and Penei Sewell, they had a combined seven false starts. So Laremy Tunsil had 12 false starts. He's perennially one of the leaders in that category, and that is because he's selfish when it comes to wanting to, at all costs, protect his pass protection grade. Yeah. He wants to get a jump, and he pushes the limit all the time and gets penalized for it every single year. So whether it's selflessness, whether it's ability to run block, whether it's an overall attitude or example to set, he doesn't do the things that D'Amico Ryans really wants.
Well,
so it doesn't make any sense to have him as a guy that young offensive linemen are looking at as the guy that sets the tone, when he's setting a tone that is just absolutely nothing like what you want the culture of the team to be.
He sets a tone that the most important thing is the money, and I'm not saying the money's not important. It is. It 100% is. But I will not miss the whoever the next tackle is. Laremy's got 2 years left on his deal. So I had seen rumblings yesterday that he was going to be wanting an extension pretty soon. He's a third of the way into the extension that he signed a year or so ago. So he's still got 2 years left. I don't know what Washington does. Washington's going to learn this side of Laremy Tunsil, that when whoever the next tackle is to get paid, to reset the market, because he did this when Penei Sewell reset the market last year, you will get the side-eye emojis, comment tweeting over the news of that new contract. Laremy Tunsil's about the money as much, if not more, than anything else. And Washington, Washington may find that out very acutely, because they're about to get a version of Laremy Tunsil that might start to descend a little bit. You know, I know it's a position that ages pretty well compared to others. Yeah. He's got a lot of good football left in him. Don't get me wrong. I'm very anxious to watch the Laremy Tunsil experience play out for somebody else over the next couple
of years. Right, and Washington can afford it for now. They have a lot of cap space. They've been very aggressive, both in trades and free agency. So it makes sense for them in some regards. For the Texans, if you look at the drastic difference between the way the defense operated and the offense operated, I'm hesitant to sometimes talk about culture because so many coaches talk about it and yet then really do nothing. Bill O'Brien was classically like that.
Mm-hmm.
Bill O'Brien wanted tough, smart, dependable football players, but then he went and rewarded guys that never seemed all that tough. It seemed particularly idiotic at times. There was no actual commitment to the culture. No. We've seen in 2 years that defense very much take on the culture and the style of play that D'Amico Ryans wants, for better or for worse. I think there's times where they're a little too bloodthirsty, where they need to just settle down and make a form tackle. They just want to take people's heads off. But that's the culture that D'Amico Ryans wants. There's very, very little evidence of that on offense. And I don't want to paint every guy on the offense with a broad brush. I think Nico Collins is plenty swarm. I think CJ, for the most part, he's still a young player, but he's, as quarterbacks go, I think he's a gritty and tough player.
Yeah.
I think Joe Mixon played that way. Beyond those three, it's really hard for me to think of anybody off of the top of my head where I think, oh, yep, that's exactly what you want on a D'Amico Ryans football team.
Yeah.
So you got to start somewhere, and if you can save money against the cap and get those guys playing, I really hesitate to use the word soft, because it's such a loaded term. But those guys on offense need to understand that as a group, not every one of the individuals, but as a group, they were soft. And when I see, players actually liked him, I don't care. That's like asking a bunch of coddled teenagers at an elite, fancy, high-priced prep school whether they think their buddies are tough or not. I don't care. You're all soft, you spoiled little punks.
That's not leadership.
You're soft. You're little punks. Yeah.
That's not leadership either. Liking a guy is not leadership.
Right,
think about
right.
The guys you liked in high school. I don't want any of them leading me.
I was student class president. You think I was qualified?
Right.
God, no. The more I beat out the more qualified kid.
They liked
you. I was awful.
Yeah. A lot of people weighing in. Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. By trading Tunsil, you'll see an immediate and substantial improvement in the O-line, and it doesn't matter who the starting five are this season. Tunsil was a cancer that spread throughout the entire O-line room and negatively affected everyone, including the coaching staff. This was a great move. That's a texter early this morning. Seth, I put up a poll yesterday, simple approval poll, on this trade for Texan fans. I got more votes. I got 3,000 votes, which is a lot for a poll that I put up. I usually settle in that 1,500 vote range. 3,000 votes. What do you think Texan fans feel about this trade? What percent do you think approve of this Tunsil trade?
I think it's pretty high. I think it's, but there's a few there that are going to, you know, I think it's 87%.
Wow. Give the man a ding. 88.6%. And Seth is on the honor code, man. He does not look at these beforehand.
I do, yeah. It's I'm getting too freakishly good at it, I think.
Yeah.
I've got a finger on the pulse, Sean.
Yeah, that's a good one to have to get right. These are our listeners.
I think there's at least usually, it's hard to get above 90% because there's going to be 10% that want to be the smartest guy in the room and explain all the reasons why Tunsil was actually an exemplar of everything that you want in a football player. Yeah. But yeah, it's... And the part that helps, though, too, and again, this is where it's different than William O'Brien, the GM, it's that they got what most of the nerds are saying. The Texans got fair compensation.
Yeah.
They weren't just getting rid of him at all costs. And I think that might have been – I wouldn't be surprised that if the Texans had been open to trading Laremy Tunsil a while back. But I'm not sure that they ever got exactly the compensation they were looking for. Maybe they should have just cleaned house and ripped the Band-Aid off earlier. But it helps that this seems like fair compensation. So yeah. And that you're getting cap savings, too. They're going to be able to make some moves. There might not be blockbuster moves on the offensive line, but they're going to make moves, I think, that bring guys in. It's kind of like the old Bill James theory in baseball,
yep.
Where... Man, having a team full of average baseball players is way better than having a couple of, you know, like LA Angels style rosters.
Being top heavy.
Yeah. On the offensive line, especially, I very much believe that you got to have genuinely good football players, but you don't need five all pros across the board to be the best offensive line in football. So they got to make smart acquisitions both in free agency and in the draft.
Yeah, and they you know, it probably does need to start happening here in the next couple days while there's still some respectable players out there on the board on the offensive line. We'll take a look at who all's out there a little later in the show.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
As far as what the Texans did yesterday, they didn't make any moves where it feels like they're going to be constricted from going and getting a big player on the offensive line if they want to. They brought back Sheldon Rankins for $7 million. They brought back Derek Barnett for $5 million. They brought back Tre'Mon Smith, who was here a couple of years ago in the secondary for 2 years, $7.5 million. That's the only multi-year deal that I saw them do yesterday. They brought in this Daryl Taylor from Chicago, Seth, for 1 year, $5 million, who's got 24.5 career sacks and has all kinds of great PFF pass rushing numbers. He's our fourth defensive end. But we'll see what this is. Yeah, he probably replaces Jerry Hughes. So that's an interesting one. They signed Justin Watson, who was a wide receiver with the Chiefs. The big one that's gotten the most attention is they signed wide receiver Braxton Berrios. 1 year, $2 million. He was drafted in New England when Nick was there in 2018. He spent his entire career with the Jets and the Dolphins. He was with the Dolphins the last couple of years. He's a University of Miami guy, slot receiver type. good kick returner. He's a former all-pro kick and punt returner, so he's done that. But he's a one-year, $2 million guy. Whether he makes the roster even or not is up for debate. But he got a lot of attention because of who his significant other is.
Yeah.
His girlfriend is Alex Earl, who is the it girl on TikTok. She is the big thing on TikTok these days.
So you should put up a poll. I wish we could do it of just our listeners. What percentage of our listeners were aware that Braxton Berrios' girlfriend was, what's her name?
Alex Earl. Alex Earl, yeah.
Alex Earl, and did they have actually know who Alex Earl was? I'm guessing 7% or less. No, I'd say 3% of our listeners knew this.
So this is how I found out yesterday. I'm in the 93%, to be clear, like you. This is how I found out yesterday. I jumped on Instagram. Of course, I follow our friend Jesse Watt, who's right across the hall. If you're watching on YouTube, you might be able to see her in the background over there. She produces the morning show on Mix 96.5. And I pop on Instagram. I go on stories. And the very first story that pops up, Jesse, who's... husband Tyler used to work for the Texans. She's a sports fan, but not an immersed sports fan.
Yeah.
She was very excited about this Braxton Berrios pickup.
I have to pull over. Hold on. Girls, 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 girls. Have you seen the news? Let me rephrase that. Houston girlies. Her Houston girlies. Have you seen the news? Braxton Berrios got signed to the Houston Texans for 1 year, which means they've signed Alex Earl. Ah! I am so excited thinking about the fact that Alex Earl could possibly... potentially for part-time be living in Houston, Texas. She needs to come right now to figure out like her little H-Town girly pop outfits. Houston Rodeo. Picture her in like the little boots, a little hat, a little corn dog. She's gonna love it. I know she's gonna love it because everyone loves Houston. Houston girlies are the best. I already texted my husband. I was like, picture it. You and Braxton start playing golf. You have to pick me and Alex up from Bottomless Mimosas because we're out at brunch. Have I ever met this girl? No, but do I have a feeling we would be best friends? Yes, I do.
Oh boy. This won't get annoying at all.
Jesse's excited, man.
What do they call themselves? Are they earlies?
Oh, the fans of I don't Alex know. You know Earl? What? I'll ask her during
Let's
the break.
Let's call her the earlies. The girlies with a G, like G-E-A-R-L-E, girlies. Yeah.
I pull her in here, but she's producing that show right now.
So I don't know if the earlies understand that her husband might not even make the team. So we'll see
anything.
About all of that.
Don't spoil it for them, Seth. Don't be a dark cloud on their otherwise bright day.
I spent like 5 minutes real quickly. Like I scrolled for a few minutes and then I was like, all right, let me find a write-up on this lady. And I guess what really vaulted her to fame was she's very pretty and she does all the influencer stuff and everything, but she had a skin condition that she was very open and honest about.
Mm-hmm.
So to a lot of women, it really just made her very relatable.
To the
and
moon.
She was like, she would post pictures of her without makeup on and everything.
Yep.
So that's cool.
That's a good message, man. It's a good man. You don't have to be phony all the time, you know?
Yeah, I do. I'll tell you what. I highly encourage people, if you're just trying to be positive and everything this time of year, watch nothing but highlight reels. Don't read any hardcore critical breakdowns. Don't look at Braxton Berrios' latest stats.
Yeah.
Just watch highlights from when he was with the Jets. Because he's fun to watch.
Yes.
I mean, he is a shifty, speedy little dude.
Yeah.
So, and might end up providing something as a returner this
year.
We
should just bring back, we should just tell Nick to bring in a bunch of free agents who have famous significant others and spice up training camp. You know, is Jonathan Owens out there? Can we get Simone back here for training camp? That would be nice.
The only part of this is I wondered is, okay, they got rid of the Instagram OT, but the Instagram offensive tackle, are they just bringing in another Instagram vibe? It doesn't seem like Braxton himself is overly into the Instagram stuff. It's just he's standing next to her a lot and has to pose for the pictures and everything.
Yep.
I feel bad for a lot of athletes these days. The Christian McCaffrey, I see all of his photos next to, what's her name?
I forget.
Olivia Culp.
Olivia Culp. Something, yeah.
It always looks exactly like I do when I have to pose for a picture. Kind of like, okay, let's do this.
For the gram.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we're off and running here on a Tuesday, man. The Tunsil trade is the big news of the day. We're going to circle back to it, certainly in headlines here coming up next, but also at the top of the hour, tons of questions that need to be answered about this trade. Seth and I and 88% of you on Twitter are all in favor of this deal, but there are questions that remain unanswered that are very, very important. It's also a Rodeo Ticket Tuesday. We're giving away Parker McCollum tickets in the 7 o'clock hour, so be listening for that. Headlines coming up next. Rockets get a win last night. We'll dig into that as well.